Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Back half hour of the show, Duffer and Marty, joined by John Buchagras from ESPN. A pleasure for us. John, without looking, can you tell us your schedule every day for, let's say, the next 2 weeks? Oh, no, he's
frozen. I got my schedule down. All right, what are you getting at?
You're a busy man.
Like, how busy you are and how hard it, like, and how much you're loving this, you know, this chaos that you always wanted.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I got the crease tonight in the crease, which is on ESPN Plus. Thursday, I got the point, which we do every Thursday on ESPN 2, 3 o'clock. And Friday, I'm doing the Sabres and Bruins. And next week, we come again. I'll be in Detroit a week from Friday and then head out to San Jose, LA. And so, yeah, it's the best of times, really invigorated.
Butchie, you tweeted something last night and it basically said, "The Anaheim Ducks are not terrible." Could you have just inserted Buffalo Sabres in there as well? Is it too early to tell, or are you buying what the Sabres are doing?
Well, you know, they got not the hardest schedule so far. A couple home games against two non-playoff teams. So, but you know, it's a good start. But certainly, you like what the boys are bringing. Oposo seems to be kind of becoming the leader on the team, which is nice. And now they're getting some cohesion. So obviously stay away from injuries and see where it goes from here. They're going to obviously get a great test, not only tonight, but Friday as well. So the competition's ramping up here. They've had times, again, two not strong teams, time to prepare, practices in between. Now you go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, one road trip in New Jersey. So this will be a good test for this, where they are.
What's the early season emerging storyline, in your opinion, league-wide?
Well, that's a good one. It is so early. It's, Eastern Conference, I do find pretty interesting with the aging of Panthers and Rangers. How good can they be? The Rangers especially, where are they going to slot themselves in the East? I think the Panthers are certainly a Stanley Cup contender. You know, how does Tampa Bay manage their regular season again if Kucherov is out long term either a month or two? I kind of like the Eastern Conference and trying to figure out where all these teams slot. I think it's really interesting. The West, to me, seems like it's Colorado. They're such a strong regular season team. It's going to be hard for me to imagine them losing a playoff series out there. But I love what St. Louis did last night. They seem to have three lines that can score. Tarasenko looks good. Cairo's an emerging star. We'll see what they do on the back end, but I kind of like St. Louis as a team that's can be fun to watch during the regular season.
Now, you mentioned Kucherov, and he may be out for a long time. We don't know. I put him on my IR and my fantasy team, and I picked up Steven Stamkos. I've been impressed with Stamkos this year. I don't know if you've seen a lot of Stamkos, but how impressed have you been with what he's been able to do so far?
Yeah. I think he wants to really finish strong with his career, sniff that Hall of Fame potential. He's off to a great start production-wise. And, I think if he can put together 3 to 5 years with those cups that goal total way up there. It's a great guy. I think he's a future NHL analyst type of star that would like to see, you know, kind of a new guy come along who could really kind of take that, you know, our Tony Romo that the NFL got with him. I got a guy who just retired and can really energize the broadcast booth. I think Stamkos could be that guy. And so I'm kind of rooting for him to stay healthy, have a good, you know, 3 to 5 years here, get that goal total 500 to 600. And he got the cups. And I'm rooting for him. He's the kind of guy to root for.
Bucci, nice segue to kind of, you know, make us think about, you know, analysis and just hockey production in general from a television standpoint. What is it like right now for you and most importantly too, the crew at ESPN? Like take us inside of, you know, not just your passion level for all of this, but what you're witnessing behind the scenes as you bring all of this hockey programming back onto the network.
Yeah. It couldn't come at a better timing for me, just at my age and the stage of my career, to have this come along at this time. It's been great to get to do play-by-play, to host a show. So personally, it's been great. I think for the whole company, it's been down 3 to 5 years. Had multiple, obviously the coronavirus affects everybody. The campus used to be such a lively place, ESPN, the ESPN cafeteria would have multiple analysts for multiple sports. It was just really a cool place to work and be. Now it's obviously very, very sullen, not a lot of people around. So I think it's been a good shot in the arm for the company. And not only the people who are there, but to bring in new people and provide jobs for them and their families. I think it's a big thing for ESPN, something we could really get excited about after, you know, a down about 5 years, really. And for the league, I thought it would be a good jump in the arm for the league to have us and TNT jump aboard with creativity and with energy and the newness of it. And I think that's what's happening. And so hopefully, again, it's right in the middle of football season. It's so hard. Football is such a behemoth that just eats up everything, unfortunately. I love it, but I just think it eats up too much of media. And so it'd be nice to kind of get towards the spring and the playoffs. And I think that's when it'll be like a second act for us in TNT to really show what we have. And then, of course, the playoffs, the 2-month tournament is the best there is. So great for us, great for the company, great for me, great for hopefully the league, and can really give a shot in the arm.
Have you had a chance to work with John Tortorella yet? Is he still grumpy as he is on TV? Because I had him as a coach. I've worked with him in TV. I love Torts. But the other day, it was so funny when I was watching the intermission of, I think it was the Anaheim game, where he was like one word answer. Nope. Yes. Right. Nope. Like, it's just a beauty. So have you had a chance to work with him?
Yeah, he's on a couple of The Point shows on Thursday afternoons. We had him eating chicken parm on the set, his very first show. I used it as my avatar for a while, him cutting a piece of chicken parm, and I showed him. I go, Torts, this got great reaction. Get that off! Get that off! Torts cutting it. But he's a lovable grump. And I think he's an emerging TV guy. He's sticky. People pay attention to him. I think he's got a great potential. I wish he'd retire from coaching and focus on television, because I think it'd be great for the sport. But I think, you know, the first or second firing, he's going to get looked at for sure, because he has such passion. He has such a giant heart, and he loves the game, and he's a good, firm parent teacher for young players if you're a young team. And like you mentioned Anaheim, they got a lot of people who like to fly around. You bring him in there to tighten things up, you know, maybe he could help. So I'm sure he'll be looked at again. I'm sure he would like to coach again, but I'd love to see him at least last our whole year with ESPN.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the big heart, and that was pretty clear when discussing the Columbus story the other night and Elvis Merzlikins' performance in honor of Matisse Kivlenix. And it was beautiful television because it was so real, and that is what John Tortorella has always been, no matter what the topic is. So, you know, kudos to Torts for showing that side of himself the other night. You're repping your brand as you always do. So all this talk of NHL, I mean, how are you finding your, you know, your days and your time that you can commit to what you really, really love, college hockey?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, they play 2 days a week for the most part, so that's good. I definitely follow along. I do my college hockey Twitter rankings more so to force myself to do the homework, to look at common opponents, to look at the narratives for the top teams, and to pay attention. And that's really the big reason why I do it. When I got the Frozen Four job, I wanted to give it my full attention deserves. And no one really, I think, really committed to the sport like that before. They would just show up, do the Frozen Four, and go back to their normal jobs. I want to give the kids and parents that attention. And so, yeah, so we're able to get the time in, and hopefully we'll do some features on the hockey show. Obviously, Michigan's a great story. The Frozen Four is in Boston this year. This will be my ninth. So, yeah, I'm hoping I still do that. I assume I will. But, yeah, I love all levels of hockey, from youth to college to NHL to the women's game. So it's I love every aspect of the game.
Do you have Michigan as number one right now? Because obviously here in Buffalo, Eric Portillo, Sabres goalie prospect, Owen Power. So has Michigan moved up to number one, or did you not have him there at the start of the season?
Yeah, I've had a number one since my preseason rankings right up until now. I never had them lower than that. Other people wanted to wait and see. I'm like, are you kidding? Do you see this team? I understand they're young, and you know, older teams tend to win in college hockey, 24, 25-year-old men. These are still 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-olds, you know, the majority of the Michigan team. And that can be difficult when you're playing against a team of men who know that this is the most important game of their lives. They know they have another level. A lot of these college hockey teams are filled with players 23, 24, 25. And they know this is going to be, this is as big as it's going to get. So yeah, they're all in. So you got to be all in. If Michigan's not all in, they won't win. They won't even reach the Frozen Four. But if they're all in and they commit to it, they will win the Frozen Four.
Uchi, as someone who just, you know, understands and dissects and just, you know, eats up this game in every way like you do, how often do you think about, you know, little subtle rule changes, things that you would like to see in the game? Are there things that have always kind of been that you've talked about or have been in the back of your mind, and now that you're again really on top of the action, you know, little tweaks that you think they could make rule wise or what have you?
Yeah, not too much. I like a hard game. I like a physical game. The only thing I did think about while watching 3-on-3 overtime last night was to have no offsides. Like, just go all out. We're seeing a lot of overtimes where teams are regrouping and there's a lot of static time. And because of the long change, they try to tire out their opponent, maybe not have the long change, maybe take out offside, and let's just go and just really give it a shot, see what happens. You know, the Ranger Maple Leaf overtime was so good last night because both teams committed to going. A lot of times we'll see a team now regroup and they wait and they wait and they come out of the zone because, you know, they tag up. Maybe if the offside wasn't there, they would loop just above the blue line and tack some more. So I want to make sure we keep that attacking 3-on-3. It's such a great energizer. It's such a great shot of adrenaline for regular season games. I like to make sure we do whatever we can to keep that. It's a great shot of caffeine to give a regular season. Some of those 3-on-3 overtime are just thrilling.
Count me in. I love that rule change. I am on your side. Take away the offside. It's the ultimate pond hockey, right? Like when you go with your buddies in the backyard and you have your buddy that's always like the cherry picking one and you're mad, but the guy scores five goals. So just let it be like that. Quickly, you'd mentioned the chicken parm with Torts. Obviously, chicken parm Ray Ferraro. The story is there. We have a nickname for our coach here, Don Granato. It started with one of the Rider. Saying he called him Donnie Meatball. So is Chicken Parm Ray Ferraro a better nickname or Donnie Meatball a better nickname? I do a this or that, so I'm going to show it to you. This or that, Donnie Meatballs or Chicken Parm Ray Ferraro?
I love that, this or that. Obviously, together, they're sensational. I'm a big meatball appetizer guy. So when I go to Italian place, I now get meatballs as an appetizer. It's a great way to start your meal. Donnie Meatballs is really good. Sounds like a Sopranos character. But again, chicken parm and meatballs, that's my last, if I ever get the chair, that's my last meal.
You got to get him to Mulberry, Marty, when he's here for that, appetizer.
That's what
meatball.
I hear. Yeah. That's what I hear.
All right. Hey, have a great trip to, Buffalo. We'll see you on Friday. It sounds like you're going to see Linus Allmark's probably first start as a Boston Bruin against his former club. So, that'll be an unbelievable storyline. And, most importantly, and we say this with the utmost respect, it is great to see you thriving in this role and opportunity that you have so longly deserved, and keep it going.
That means a lot to me. It's going to be awesome to, you know, obviously Rick Jeanneret, to give him the night off. I've loved listening to his games already this year. What a legend. And it's going to be, excuse my presence for this game Friday, Buffalo fans on ESPN Plus, but it's going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun for me. I love Buffalo, and and the Bruins are a great franchise. So I can't wait for the game.
Bucci, thanks so much for the time. Good plug of ESPN Plus. We'll dive into it a little more after the break, right here on The Instigator. Stay with us.
Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.